cliffcentral.com. Well, listen, I just want to quickly, before we get to 7 o'clock, I want to talk about that interview that I did last week, which was really wild. It's this true crime story. Mash, I don't know if you got a chance to see it over the weekend.
Wait, and the murder that shocked Britain.
Okay, yeah. So
that changed Britain. I think that's what it called.
Very, yeah. That's right. The murder that changed Britain. So it's a CBS original that we spoke about last week. It aired exclusively on CBS Justice, which is DSTV channel 170. I know you're a big fan of like true crime stuff. I'm not really, but I mean, this story is pretty gripping. It's also available on Catch Up for those people who missed it. So I spoke to a guy called Professor Paul Britton, who was the forensic psychologist who was involved in this case. And he has kept his silence for 30 years. And he suddenly came out and told the whole story about the murder of Rachel Nickell. And it was fascinating. They reunited this investigator with the guy who was wrongfully accused. I mean, the show is just scary, scary stuff.
Mona Gareth, poor Colin Stagg is all I can say about that. And I just wanted to bust in while you were talking to Mr. Britton and just ask, like, why 30 years? Why did you keep quiet for an entire 30 years? I have so many questions. Gareth, I just have stress thinking about this this show. I just have stress. And Bona, Operation Edel.
This is a hell of a story. So it all happened back in 1992, which, believe it or not, is 30 years ago. And this woman was murdered in Wimbledon in London. Her 2-year-old son watched the whole thing, and her death would lead to this incredible investigation and one of the most terrible miscarriages of justice. In case you didn't see the interview, you can go and listen to my discussion with Professor Britton, which is available on podcast right here on cliffcentral.com. But what I suggest you do is you also watch this amazing show, The Murder That Changed Britain, which is on CBS Justice. That's DSTV channel 170. It's really, really wild. And there's a lot there. They're still digging stuff up. There's some unsolved parts of this that nobody's talking about. There's who, if Colin wasn't the murderer, who was the murderer? You know, it's very confusing.
Gareth, it took them 16 years to find the real killer. And during the investigation, they charged this poor guy. And it's just so disheartening. And it just makes me angry. Just watching it made me so mad. Just so mad. Mara, it's something that everybody should be checking out. They got us.
Well, I've told you before, one of the things I can't stand is that there are these stories of wrongfully accused people who end up going to jail for a long time, or they put them to death with a death penalty in countries where that's the thing. When I think about all these true crime things where it can go so horribly wrong, drives me crazy. Can't watch it.
That just makes me angry. And I love being angry. That's the problem. That is the problem.
You're such a South African, Mash.
Well, if you want to watch it, something. It is the murder that changed Britain. And, you know, there's been this 30-year scapegoating of the investigative officer, misinformation, just fake lies, nonsense. You can watch it all on DSTV Catch Up, and it's worth having a look at if you go and check that out. It's still on Catch Up now. CliffCentral.com.